What's up, guys? Many of you have been sending me this video on Rumble on the dancing Israelis. I am already obviously very much aware about the situation, but it is an important reminder that tells you about the intentionality of these people, especially to many of my viewers who are sort of still getting acclimated to what is going on behind the curtain. Here in America, there are essentially two critical events that cast a shadow onto the entire political narrative of our country. And they are both warped and revised with the litany of lies and secrecy. One is the Holocaust, and I can get into that in another time further, of course. And the other is 9/11. So let's have a listen here.
Days after the September attacks, there were countless rumors about strange coincidences surrounding the events. One report about a group of Middle Eastern men spotted the morning of September 11th parked just across the river from New York City has not gone away. Investigation of their presence has led to questions about whether Israel was conducting espionage on U.S. soil. We're joined now by ABC's John Miller with an exclusive report this evening.
That's right, Elizabeth. This is a case that took the FBI and the CIA more than 2 months to sort out, while five Israelis waited in jail.
It began when this woman was watching the Twin Towers burning from her apartment in New Jersey. She noticed three men on top of a van, posing for pictures with the towers burning in the background.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.
I thought it was very strange.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
Yeah, many people don't know that the objective of this terrorist attack on the World Trade Center was to create the Muslim boogeyman. And they succeeded. You know, don't get me wrong, I don't like Muslims generally as well, culturally speaking, as they are not followers of the cross, but we all know who did 9/11, or at least who is the money behind this at an organizational level, our greatest ally.
They were turned over to the FBI. Sources tell ABC News, during a check of national security databases, some of the men were listed as having had connections with Israeli intelligence. At the FBI, that set off alarm bells.
The FBI needed the answers to three important questions. Who were these men? What brought them to that parking lot on the morning of September 11th? And did they have any advance knowledge of what was going to happen that day?
The men said they were just taking pictures at the time. They said they worked for a company called Urban Moving. The FBI obtained a search warrant for the...
Yeah, 6 days after 9/11, Dan Rather went on The Late Show with David Letterman, and he told the American people that a bunch of Arab Muslims were celebrating the fall of the Twin Towers. It was total controlled opposition. And it's insane these people questioned these motives of these men. They were caught knowing the timing of the attack before the controlled media even told us it was a terrorist attack by angry Palestinians. You see what I'm saying?
Company's offices. Not long after
these agents always play it down also. We are just Israeli tourists or students working for Urban Moving, which is a front. It was a cover for a Mossad agency, by the way. They tried to look innocent is what I'm trying to tell you. They actually went on interviews when they got back home to Israel. They're also saying that they were capturing a somber moment of disbelief. But the 76 photos the law enforcement produced from their cameras would say otherwise. They were dancing in celebration, gallivanting around together at this national tragedy. There's literally photos of them high diving with big Cheshire Cat smiles and mocking the pain of innocent Americans holding up lighters by the smoke of the building. I mean, I've seen the photos. Now, they've tried to scrap this from public record, but if you go deep enough, you will find it. Because, as it says in the Talmud, in Shulchan Arush 348, all property of other nations belong to the Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to be seized upon without any scruples.
Arrests, the offices of Urban Moving were simply abandoned. Almost everything was left behind. In jail, the five Israelis were repeatedly interrogated and given lie detector tests. Stephen Gordon was their American lawyer.
They were asked questions if they had ever been approached by or hired by any non-United States intelligence community.
While there is still some debate among American intelligence officials, many investigators believe some of the men were part of an Israeli operation aimed at monitoring radical Islamic charities that support groups like Hamas. something lawyers for the five men and the Israeli government strongly deny.
These five Israelis were not involved in any intelligence operation in the United States. The story is simply false.
In the end, the FBI concluded there was no evidence that any of the five men had advance knowledge of the September 11th plot. After 71 days, the five Israelis were deported, leaving some ruffled feathers among both U.S. and Israeli officials.
According to federal officials, the five men have been barred from returning to the United States for 10 years, they say because they violated immigration laws.
Bottom line, John, is there any evidence any of these five men knew about the September 11th attacks before they occurred?
The FBI spent a great deal of time examining this question. It does not appear that they were in place taking pictures before the planes hit.
It doesn't matter. When these men returned to their home of Israel, they said on a different news show that they were sent to document this event. But how they have known to show up 45 minutes ahead of time with that angle of the camera? Because obviously these men have documented connections to Israeli intelligence with prior knowledge of the World Trade Center attacks.
But shortly thereafter, and they say they haven't uncovered evidence that any of these five men, and they did their backgrounds, they searched apartments.
And by the way, they are now walking as free men because America is completely cucked and colonized and conquered by Israel. Two of the five were provably Mossad. And all of them were deported back home with socks full of cash. I mean, literally socks, like stuffed with money, back home without any further investigation. American authorities literally wiped them from all records on the subject of 9/11 as well, including the photos of them laughing and dancing at the expense of our pain. The bottom line is they are very unhappy that we are free and capable of flourishing as a people. This is actually what they despise about those of us, especially white people, on American soil. In Nidrash Talpioth, it states that Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beast. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night.
Groups that Israel believes have been funding Hamas and other terrorist organizations.
Groups that are responsible for most of the suicide bombings there.
All right, John Miller will have a full report. You can see it tonight on 2020 at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Seth 92, God has given the Jews power over the possessions and blood of all nations. By the way, because I am so well-versed in the Talmud and know these connections with such clarity, this is why I am nuked, like literally non-existent anywhere on the mainstream to the point where I could be potentially debanked. They just don't want you to know the truth. But never forget. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.